Welcome back, everybody. We have reached the last segment of this Tuesday show. Boy, time flies when I'm hanging out with each and every one of you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. One last, excuse me, little tidbit about the Argentina problem. So the $20 or $40 billion that we're giving Argentina, here's what reporting from the Wall Street Journal says. That's welcome news for American hedge funds that have been investing in Argentinian assets. One such hedge fund is Discovery Capital Management, founded by Robert Citrone. Okay, so keep in mind, Discovery Capital Management, Robert Citrone. At the end of last month, it was pointed out by a financial journalist that Citrone used to work with whom? Scott Bessent. Ah, yes. Back for years, starting in 2013. And whom did they both work for? George Soros, the boogeyman of conservative nightmares. After that reporting from this financial journalist about Scott Bessent's working relationship with Citrone, the guy that owns one of these major hedge funds that has taken this massive position in Argentina that Trump is now giving 20 or maybe 40 billion of taxpayer funds to help prop up a peso, even though Argentina only imports less than $20 billion in U.S. goods every year. But maybe it's because the guy is like a mini Trump in Argentina. Oh, and maybe because all of the Trump-style policies that that president put in place in Argentina did what? Crushed the middle class and tanked their economy, and now the Argentinian peso is in free fall? Okay, after all that came out, the New York Times then reported that Citrone was, quote, in close contact with Treasury Secretary Bessent in the lead-up to the Treasury announcement of the $20 billion taxpayer-funded bailout to Argentina when it was announced last month. So, you know, they were talking a little. I wonder what they were talking about. And again, I can't believe I'm saying this. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene got this one right. She's been posting on X. Americans are getting decimated with the high cost of living and skyrocketing insurance costs. Many of them have zero savings and some are maxing out credit cards to survive. Tell me how it's America first to bail out a foreign country with 20 or even 40 billion in taxpayer dollars. Pretty good question, Marjorie. Just saying. Troy from Mount Horeb, how you doing, friend? Welcome to the show. What you got for us?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good, friend.
Good, good. So the Kansas City Star wrote an article, Kansas, Missouri farmers went big for Trump as tariffs are cutting them. So a friend of mine posted that on Facebook, and a friend of hers, as a farmer, I can tell you that it's categorically false. Commodity prices are nothing special, but there are no farmers out there blaming tariffs. And I said to him, well, they should blame the tariffs. They should be blaming the tariffs. And he said to me, no, sir, farmers are doing better right now than the majority of Biden's 4 years. Don't open your mouth about something you know nothing about. So
this is a farmer
up in El Dorado. So
yeah, it's amazing to me. Thanks, Troy. We've got sounds of farmers saying exactly the opposite. The collective delusion, right, that reinforces itself every day, that I can't get through when I talk to conservatives or when I try to text with them and I'm being specific about things and they're like, but Biden and the border, blah, blah, blah. If we can't actually look at the fact that soybeans are not being exported and talk about reality with farmers, if we can't talk about the facts, we can't talk about or at least say together, yes, these are the facts. Now let's argue about what to do about them, or maybe try to start with our values and what we want the world to look like and then deal with the facts and then have an argument about the hows. it's the delusion has permeated the ability to be able to have any meaningful political discourse. Again, I talked about this yesterday. It's why when I have debates with conservatives, they bounce from subject to subject. It's a litany of sort of grievances and things. But what about, but what, it's all whataboutism. And you just, we can't break through that right now. So a farmer who is objectively by any fact-based metric doing worse now than they were during the Biden administration, especially the last 2 years, and by the way, Biden was cleaning up the Donald Trump COVID mess and the inflation mess. By the way, inflation peaked in, I believe it was June of Biden's first year on the job. Tell me whose inflation that is. Can't break through the delusion cycle. I'm not sure what to do about it except trying to get on the air with you folks every day and talk some facts. And here's the fact that we always need to remember. There's only one guy, one individual that is responsible for the shutdown, and it's this guy.
Who's going to bear the brunt of the responsibility if indeed there is a shutdown of our government?
Well, if you say who gets fired, it always has to be the top. I mean, problems start from the top, and they have to get solved from the top. And the president's the leader, and he's got to get everybody in a room, and he's got to lead. You know, the interesting thing is in 25 years and 50 years and 100 years from now, when the government is, you know, they talk about the government shutdown, they're going to be talking about the president of the United States.
Of course they will, because according to Donald Trump himself, that's who is responsible. You got to come to the table. You got to bring the people together. You got to negotiate. You got to actually have a negotiation. It's hard to negotiate when you're in the middle of a delusion. Just saying. That's going to do it for me, folks. Stay tuned. We got a little Pete Schwabba Nightlight coming up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for the facts.